ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. Purport to Chapter 15, Part 4. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Pung Sang Gating Mrigayatam Iha Yoga Margayar. Dhyanaspadang Bahu Matang Nayanabhiramam. Pangsnang Vapur Darshayanam Ananya Siddhayar. Outpattikai samagranan yutam ashta bhogai. The success of the yoga process is very nicely described in this verse, for it is specifically mentioned that the form of the Lord as four-handed Narayana is the object of meditation for the followers of Yoga Marga. In this modern age, there are so many so-called yogis who do not target their meditation on the four-handed Narayana form. Some of them try to meditate on something impersonal or void, but that is not approved by the great yogis who follow the standard method. The real Yoga Marga process is to control the senses, sit in a solitary and sanctified place, and then meditate on the four-handed form of Narayana, decorated as described in this section, as he appeared before the four sages, the Kumara brothers. This Narayana form is Krishna's expansion. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement, which is now spreading, is the real, topmost process of yoga practice. Krishna consciousness is the highest yoga performance by trained devotional yogis. Despite all the allurement of yoga practice, the eight kinds of yogic perfections are hardly achievable by the common man. But here it is described that the Lord, who appeared before the four sages, is himself full of all eight of those perfections. The highest Yoga Marga process is to concentrate the mind 24 hours a day on Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. The yoga system, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, or as recommended in the Patanjali yoga process, is different from the nowadays practiced Hatha yoga, as it is generally understood in the Western countries. Real yoga practice is to control the senses, and after such control is established, to concentrate the mind on the Narayana form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all the other Vishnu forms with four hands, decorated with conch, lotus, club, and wheel, are plenary full expansions of Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that one meditate upon the form of the Lord, mat chitta yukta asita mat paraha. So to practice concentration of the mind, one has to sit with the head and the back in a straight line, and one must practice in a secluded place, sanctified by a sacred atmosphere. The yogi should also observe the rules and regulations of brahmacharya to live strictly a life of self-restraint and celibacy. So one cannot practice yoga in a congested city, living a life of extravagancy, including unrestricted sex indulgence and adultery of the tongue. yoga practice necessitates controlling the senses, and the beginning of sense control is to control the tongue. One who can control the tongue can also have control over the other senses. One cannot allow the tongue to take all kinds of forbidden food and drink, and at the same time advance in the practice of yoga. It is a very regrettable fact that many unauthorized so-called yogis come to the Western countries and exploit people's inclination towards yoga practice. Such unauthorized yogis even dare to say publicly that one can indulge in the habit of drinking and at the same time practice meditation. Yoyam yogas twaya prokta samyena madhusudana etasyaham na pashyami chanchalatvat stitim sthiram chanchalam hi manak krishna pramathi balavad dridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayor iva su dushkaram. 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna recommended yoga practice to Arjuna, but Arjuna frankly expressed his inability to follow the stringent rules and regulations of the yoga system. One should be very practical in every field of activities and should not waste one's valuable time in practicing useless gymnastic feats in the name of yoga. Real yoga is to search out the four-handed supersoul within one's heart and see him perpetually in meditation. Such continued meditation is called samadhi, and the object of this meditation is the four-handed Narayana, with bodily decorations as described in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. If, however, one wants to meditate upon something void or impersonal, it will take a very long time before he or she achieves success in yoga practice. This is confirmed by Krishna in chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. Klesha adhikatara tesham avyakta asakta chaitasam avyakta hi gati dhukam deha vadvi avapyate. This is because we cannot concentrate our mind on something void or impersonal. Real yoga is to fix the mind on the form of the Lord, the four-handed Narayana, who is sitting in everyone's heart. By meditation, one can understand that God is seated within one's heart. Even if one does not know it, God is seated within the heart of everyone. And not only is he seated in the heart of the human being, but he is seated also within the hearts of cats and dogs. Bhagavad Gita certifies this fact by the declaration of Lord Krishna when he says, Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe. The Ishvara, the supreme controller of the world, is seated in the heart of everyone. Not only is he in everyone's heart, but Krishna is also present within the atom. So no place is vacant or devoid of the presence of the Lord. That is also the statement of Ishopanishad. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena chaktena bhunjitha ma gridha kasya svid dhanam. God is present everywhere, and his right of proprietorship applies to everything. The feature of the Lord, by which Krishna is present everywhere, is called Paramatma. Atma means the individual soul, and Paramatma means the individual super soul. Both Atma and Paramatma are individual persons. The difference between Atma and Paramatma is that the Atma, or the soul, is present only in a particular body, whereas the Paramatma is present everywhere. And so in this connection, the example of the sun is very nice. An individual person may be situated in one place, but the sun, even though a similar individual entity, is present on the head of every individual person. In Bhagavad Gita, this is explained. Kshetrajñam chapi mang vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajñayor jñanam yat taj jñanam matang mama. Therefore, even though the qualities of all entities, including the Lord, are equal, the supersoul is still different from the individual soul by quantitative power of expansion. The Lord, or the supersoul, can expand himself into millions of different forms, whereas the individual soul cannot do so. Being seated in everyone's heart, the supersoul can witness everyone's activities, past, present, and future. In the Upanishads, the supersoul is described as being seated with the individual soul as friend and witness. Upadrastanumantacha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha Param Atmeti Chapi Ukto Dehesmin Purusha Paraha. Acting as a friend, the supersoul is always anxious to get back his friend, the individual soul, and bring him or her back home, back to Godhead. And as a witness, the supersoul is the bestower of all benedictions and endows each individual with the result of his or her actions. The supersoul gives the individual soul all facilities to achieve whatever one desires to enjoy this material world. Therefore, suffering as a reaction to the living entity's propensity to try to lord it over the material world. But Krishna instructs his friend, the individual soul, who is also his son, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Tvang Sarva Papibhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchaha. One should give up all other engagements and simply surrender unto Krishna for perpetual bliss and an eternal life full of knowledge. This is the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the most authorized and widely read book on all varieties of yoga. Thus, the last word of Bhagavad Gita is the last word in the perfection of yoga. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatain antar atmana. A person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is the topmost yogi. What is Krishna consciousness? As the individual soul is present by one's consciousness throughout his or her entire body, So the super soul or Paramatma is present throughout the whole creation by super consciousness. This super conscious energy is imitated by the individual soul who has limited consciousness. For example, I can understand what is going on within my limited body, but I cannot feel what is going on in another's body. I am present throughout my body by my consciousness, but my consciousness is not present in another's body. The super soul or Paramatma, however, being present everywhere and within everyone, is also conscious of everyone's existence. Thus, the theory that the soul and super soul are one is not acceptable because it is not confirmed by authoritative Vedic literature. The individual soul's consciousness cannot act in super consciousness. This super consciousness can be achieved, however, by dovetailing individual consciousness with the consciousness of the Supreme. This dovetailing process is called surrender or Krishna consciousness. From the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we learn very clearly that Arjuna, in the beginning, did not want to fight with his brothers and relatives. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna dovetailed his consciousness with the super consciousness of Krishna. Arjuna was then in Krishna consciousness. A person in full Krishna consciousness acts by the dictation of Krishna. In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, dictation is received through the transparent medium of the spiritual master. And when one is sufficiently trained and acts in submissive faith and love for Krishna, under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, the dovetailing process becomes more firm and accurate. The stage of devotional service by the devotee in Krishna consciousness is the most perfect stage of the yoga system. And at this stage, Krishna, or the super soul, dictates from within, while from without, the devotee is helped by the spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of Krishna. Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastrai. From within, Krishna helps the devotee as Chaitya, for Krishna is seated within the heart of everyone. Understanding that God is seated within everyone's heart is not, however, sufficient. One has to be acquainted with God from both within and without, and one must take dictation from within and without to act in Krishna consciousness. This is the highest perfectional stage of the human form of life and the topmost perfection of all yoga. For the perfect yogi, there are 8 kinds of super achievements. One can become lighter than air. One can become smaller than the atom. One can become bigger than a mountain. One can achieve whatever one desires. One can control like the Lord, and so on. But when one rises to the perfectional stage of receiving dictation from the Lord, that is greater than any stage of material achievements above mentioned. The breathing exercise of the yoga system, which is generally practiced, is just the beginning. Meditation on super soul is just another step forward, but to obtain direct contact with the super soul and take dictation from him is the highest perfectional stage. Krishna says as much in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, dadami buddhi yogam tam, yena mam upayanti te. To those who constantly are devoted to serving me with love, I, Krishna, give the understanding by which they can come to me. Tesham evanu kamparkam, aham agyana jam tamaha, nashayami atma bhavastho, jnana deepena basvata. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. The breathing exercises of meditation practice were very difficult even 5,000 years ago. Otherwise, Arjuna would not have rejected the proposal of Krishna that Arjuna adopt this system. Prayin al payusha sabhya kalav asmin yugi janaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhadya ki upadruta. This age of Kali is called the fallen age, for in this age people in general are short-living and very slow to understand self-realization or spiritual life. And they are mostly unfortunate. And therefore, if someone is even a little bit interested in self-realization, he or she is likely to be misguided by so many frauds. The only way to realize the perfect stage of yoga is to follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita as practiced by Lord Chaitanya. This is the simplest and highest perfection of yoga practice. Lord Chaitanya demonstrated this Krishna consciousness yoga system in a practical manner simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, as it is prescribed in the Vedanta, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and many important Puranas. The largest number of Indians follow this yoga process, and in the United States, it is gradually spreading in many cities. It is very easy and practical for this age, especially for those who are serious about success in yoga. No other process of yoga can be successful in this age. The meditation process was possible in the Golden Age, Satya Yuga, because people in that age used to live for hundreds of thousands of years. So if one wants success in practical yoga practice, it is advised that he or she take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And one will actually feel him or herself making progress. In Bhagavad Gita, this practice of Krishna consciousness is prescribed as Raja Vidya, or the king of all erudition. Those who have taken to this most sublime bhakti yoga system, who practice devotional service in transcendental love of Krishna, can testify to its happy and easy execution. The four sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumara, also became attracted by the features of the Lord and the transcendental aroma of the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, as already described in this episode of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yoga necessitates controlling the senses, and bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness is the process of purifying the senses. When the senses are purified, they are automatically controlled. So one cannot stop the activities of the senses by artificial means. But if one purifies the senses by engaging in the service of the Lord, The senses not only can be controlled from rubbish engagements, but can be engaged in the Lord's transcendental service, as aspired to by the four Kumara sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumar. Krishna consciousness is not, therefore, a manufactured concoction of the speculative mind, for it is the process enjoined in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Mad Yaji Mang Namaskuru. One should engage the mind always in thinking of Krishna. One should become Krishna's devotee. One should offer obeisances to Krishna, and one should worship Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Recorded May 5, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat.
Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlada Lada Layane. Prahlada Lada Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shila Tangana Kalaye. Shila Tangana Kalaye. Namaste Narasinghaya. Ito Narasingha Parato Narasingho. Ito Narasingha Parato Narasingho. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingha. Bahir Narasingho, Hridaye Narasingho. Bahir Narasingho, Hridaye Narasingho. Bahir Narasingho, Hridaye Narasingho. Narasingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. Narasingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Narasingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Narasingham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam. adbhuta sringam lalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare Tavakara kamalavare nakam adbhuta sringam Dalita hiranyakashipu tanubringam Keshavadrita nrisingha rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Jai Jagadisha Hare Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Nrisingha Deva, Jaya Nrisingha Deva, Nrisingha Deva, Jaya Nrisingha Deva.
Om Nrisinghaya Vidmahe, Bhadra Nakaya Dhimahi Tanna Singha Prachodayat. Om. Let us meditate upon Nrisingha Deva, the lightning-nailed one. May that transcendental lion promote our thoughts. Bhadra Nakaya Vidmahe Tikshna Dangstraya Dhimahi Tanno Narasingha Prachodayat. Let us meditate on Nrisingha Deva, who is known as the possessor of nails as hard as thunderbolts and the possessor of sharp teeth. Let us be enthused by Lord Narasingha.